the Niagara Hub Studios in downtown Niagara Falls. It's the Soapbox with Craig Avery.
All right, today we have another new format here. We're going to have a cage match to the death.
A battle royal.
I have two people, very good community leaders here, that have opposite views, let's say, or alternate views of our concert series in this town that centers around the Hard Rock Cafe. Obviously, you've heard pros and cons about the city's investment and the hubbub, pardon the pun, about the concert series, which, you know, personally, I think it's pretty cool, but I guess I can't throw my two cents in. I'm the moderator, the mediator, and the referee. So we have Chris Steinoff of Niagara Hub fame, also kind of as a representative of Downtown Business Association.
I'm actually saying I'm just a guy here that I like.
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy that lives in Niagara Falls and enjoys the Hard Rock concerts.
And he's got a shirt that says Cold Chillin' on, so you just are very disarmed when you meet this guy. And his opponent in the other corner is Ron Anderloo from the Niagara Street Business Association and many other civic responsibilities, including perfect attendance at the council meetings for 74 years. Is that right?
No. Come on, don't make me any older. With Chris being the city historian, I'm going to be an historic landmark.
And he is sitting, too.
So walking historic landmark.
All right, so anyway, this all started last night and at Wine on Third, a very comfortable setting. And these guys started talking about their thoughts about the Hard Rock concerts, and we stopped them from talking and said, let's do a soapbox. So, guys, what happens in Niagara Falls at night when there's nothing to do?
Well, I would say, just from the past couple of years with the Hard Rock concerts, that they give the residents, the tourists, people from out of town, my friends in North Tonawanda, Buffalo, come here for the Hard Rock concerts on Saturday nights in the summer. And make it a point to find out who's playing, even, you know, if it's not the hottest act that we're all a fan of. They know they can still come down, hear some music, have a beer, see other people. And I think that I could compare it to the Thursdays at the Square. Not as many people, but growing, definitely growing, and it's a cool thing to do on a Saturday night.
Now it is just Saturdays, right?
Saturday night is the Hard Rock concert series in the summer, yeah.
Very cool. And they base it out of, and here I am, Mr. Hughes Niagara Falls, and I've never been to one of these, to tell you the truth.
On Old Falls Street, Hard Rock, on the first block of Old Falls Street.
So you go into Hard Rock, have a beer or something, you can't take them out, but then there's someone selling beer outside or what?
Yeah, Old Falls Street, they have vendors, food, all the way down to about where Fridays is now. Like, people are lingering, it's not that packed with people, but the main epicenter is the first block of Old Falls Street. And then as it gets closer to 3rd Street, it tapers off. But there's still, you know, a couple thousand people walking around that I've seen.
Really? And Ron, what do you think about these nice nights?
Well, first of all, let me go on record to say that I'm not against concerts in general. I love a good concert also. But I can't see the city putting
what
up...
What was your last concert? Count Basie? Did you see him in concert?
Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley at the convention hall.
But he left the building, Ron. He can't just sit around and wait.
No, but I went to several of the Hard Rock concerts last year. Every year I go down there and check things out and see how things are going and who's there and all that kind of good stuff and if people are making money off these and... But those are the things I bring up to the city council. I mean,
who's making money? The Hard Rock does well?
Well, I'm sure the Hard Rock does well, and the Conference Center does well with these concerts down there. But other than that, some of the business people that are down there have been to city council complaining that because of the people blocking their entrances, they lose money. People can't get into their places. They lose... One gentleman at the Wax Museum down there said he lost 50% of his business on that particular Saturday.
Wow.
And I'd go on record as saying that the reason that they're losing business, you have bodies, warm bodies, standing in front of the door of your business. Why can't you pull them in? You must be misfiring somehow. people, your place should be filled and it should be spilling back out into the street. You should be able to take advantage of every warm soul that is on the street in the middle of the summer. So if people aren't coming in your business, maybe because the widgets that you sell aren't popular, well, or the style of your place isn't welcoming.
Basically, I don't think the concert person that comes down to, they want to watch a concert, they ain't going to shop for a souvenir to start with.
Yeah, and they're not going to go in the wax museum if they're there to see a concert.
No, they're there to see a concert.
But the same wax museum guy could be selling hot dogs or something in front of his building, fine-tune his sales to do a little bit something else to capitalize on the night.
Probably you're right there, but I don't know if even the city allowed it at one point. Everything from the conference center, they have control of the whole pedestrian mall on who sells what. And, everything has got to be done in a professional way, which is good because it should be standard, and we don't want a schlock house down there on the mall. But let's get back to the money. You know, originally, I believe, and I could be wrong, if this is the third or fourth year for the concert.
Maybe fourth.
I think it's the fourth year, and they just announced their lineup of six concerts. Last year, I believe it was eight. Okay. Now, they were getting $180,000 a year for the first 3 years. And then they were getting an additional $50,000 to do the Qatar drop at New Year's, so $230,000. Doesn't take into consideration the in-kind services that the city provides for police protection, public works, fire, because they have to have an ambulance down there. And I'm yet to find out who paid for all the porta potties down there. So they were looking at what, maybe $35,000 a concert. This year it's going to be, they dropped it, they're trying to phase out of it and get the Hard Rock to pick up more sponsors, so it's not as much city money coming into it, but private money. And over the next 5 years, they're dropping it 20% a year, which, you know, it's still $150,000 this year. Mm-hmm. So they went from eight concerts down to six concerts. We went from roughly $180,000 down to $150,000 the city in backing it. But what I'm saying that I believe that, you know, the city should kick in some money as a kickoff or help jumpstart this downtown. But not to carry it on every year after year after year.
But they are doing exactly what you just said. They're tapering it off and going to let them, the little birdie's going to fly.
Yeah, only because of all the criticism that they've been getting for all this money.
Right.
And they said, well, this is...
But they're listening then.
Oh, yeah, well...
Well,
they should be listening.
Some people get criticized and don't do a damn thing. They just keep taking the money or whatever else. But I'm not saying that they're doing us a favor by any means. But at least they have a program started. And like you said, over the next few years, it'll taper off to nothing. And they'll be, you know, the training wheels will be off.
Well, it's...
Running on their own.
Well, I'm saying they've already started to cut back the number of concerts. Why can't they go out and still have eight concerts, even though the city's dropping back their funding? They should be finding this extra funding out there. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like they're doing their part on that. And I look at $150,000, and I'm saying, well, geez, that's 10 more surveillance cameras that we can have up on the streets here in the Niagara Falls. Or we could... put maybe three or four business loans together for a small business person and that. They call it economic development. Yes, I agree with them. You have to have something going on downtown. But we've got an awful lot of local talent in, around this area, too, that we could promote ourselves and we could do it ourselves. They do it on Friday nights there. They have local bands there.
They get 12% of the same of the people that would... that go Saturday night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, well, there's why, nobody, there's...
Why
there's,
is that? The I band, mean, still, the lineup?
Yeah, it's local talent, and they can't get, you know, if they got 1,000 people, which would be generous to guess.
As I mentioned to you yesterday, I disagree with that, because we've been doing the Gill Creek concerts every Wednesday night from 7 to 9, and we get anywhere from 300 to 500 people out to a concert.
We so times them, that by 10, and they get 5,000.
Yeah, well, look at the money they get for it.
Right, but it's, you know, 5,000.
I pay $400 for a concert, and I get 500 people. If I had more money, I'd probably be able to promote it on a wider scale than that. But, you know, this year we'll probably get 600 or 700 people out there.
I'm not even in this argument here. I'm not even a local music. I'm not even a live music fan by any means. I don't even care to go to the most live music. People name bands, and I go, I don't know. I'm a music lover, but I'm not a feisty, got to be at every single concert kind of guy. But my argument, minus the music, is there's something cool going on Saturday nights, and to me it's worth the money to at least put a label that is progression and something positive on any aspect of Niagara Falls, and it costs money. Yes, it could go towards surveillance cameras and maybe a police officer, an extra police officer in the city, but that's like comparing apples to oranges, or not even oranges, like apples to feet. They're not even close.
Apples to feet.
Yeah, they're not even close to the same kind of argument. But, you know, tourism is drawing people in, not only tourists, but the residents from all the counties around, all the cities around.
Well, let me give you some statistics now.
Now let's get the numbers.
Yeah. This is for 2011. Now, I told the city council, and they said, well, first of all, they're making money off of parking from these concerts.
Who's they?
The city.
Okay. Well, that's good.
They came out with their report on parking for 2011. They lost money on parking. Number two, they said, well, they're getting it more in the sales tax. They're getting money from sales tax. Well, a couple people from the downtown area said, well, how could they be making more money on sales tax where I'm losing 50% of my sales tax because of these concerts? I believe they're going to move them down one block this year, which will help those people at that end of the place with that lot. So they are listening. I'm not on that. And the third thing, they said hotel rooms. I don't know if too many hotel rooms that they sold because of these concerts for bed tax and things like that. And I believe that the city should be phasing out, which they are. But in the meantime, I don't think the Hard Rock should be cutting back on what they're doing. They should be picking up the slack from sponsors. And that's what I'm saying on that.
All right.
That sounds right to me. It is true. I think that progression has already started. The ball is rolling in that direction. And your pinpoint of this argument would be you don't think the Hard Rock should be scaling back, but are you not in favor of the concerts in general?
In general, I am, but not that the city will be picking up the tab.
Right.
They did it for 3 years.
I agree. Then I guess we both agree then.
They did it for 3 years, and I don't think they should.
It's just amazing how two opposite ends can just meet at the hub and go home friends. If you guys start singing, I'm going to get out of here.
No,
but,
don't worry. He'll sing some Elvis.
We'll leave it. And you know what? Go to the concert. Make your own decision. Tell us what you think. Just don't stand next to the guy that has a shirt on that says, I'm with stupid. And that's it for the Soapbox today. See you later.